Welcome to Mammon Audio. This contribution comes from John, who writes, "When I was 15, I dated a teenage girl named Emma. She came from a very strict household, where spankings were routinely handed out both to her and her siblings. I overheard many such punishments being given out to the other children during my visits to Emma's home. They were all given in private, but you could hear the spankings throughout the house, and quite evidently from the sound on the bare bottom. Emma's dad was a manual worker, with big strong arms and hands, and I knew those spankings had to hurt really bad, as was confirmed by the kids crying and begging their daddy to stop. Emma and I were allowed some privacy at that age, and she couldn't help but notice that my penis got hard whenever we overheard somebody being spanked in the house. She called me a freak, but it did not stop her from playing with my manhood. One evening we went on a date to a party, with strict instructions from her dad that there was to be no drinking, and that we must be back home by 11 p.m. As he laid down the law, he held onto his belt buckle and looked at me meaningfully. Then, on our way out of the door, he swatted the seat of my trousers quite hard. Emma looked shocked, but she was also amused to notice that her father's spank on my behind had given me an erection. When it approached the time to go home, Emma kept stalling. I think she was deliberately making us late, in retrospect. On the way home, she teased me, "You know my daddy's going to give you a bare-bottom belting when we get home. I bet you won't have an erection then." When we walked in the front door, Emma's mom and dad were waiting for us, and her father was holding the belt. He told me I had no respect for his family, then grabbed my left arm and dragged me into the pantry, all the time swatting me with the leather. I knew that I was going to get it bare bottom, and I was scared about how much it was going to hurt. Emma's dad ordered me to bare my behind, then grabbed me around the back and bent me forward. He then proceeded to whip me harder than I had ever been before. Afterwards, I was ordered up to bed, because it had already arranged with my parents that I should spend the night there. My backside was so swollen and sore that I cried for some time. Eventually, Emma and her mom came to my room to comfort me. Emma's mom said, "John, you were a brave boy to take your punishment like that." She hugged me to her breasts and kissed my forehead. At that point, I got another erection, which both of them noticed and joked about. Before I went home, Emma's mom called me into her bedroom. There was no sign of her daughter. "John," she said, "I'm going to give you a reminder about being a good boy in this house before you go home. I've already spanked Emma thoroughly for deliberately getting you into trouble, and she is in her room right now, nursing a sore bottom." Of course, hearing that my girlfriend had just been spanked made me go rock hard again, which her mother certainly noticed as she took down my trousers and underpants. She put me over her knee like a little boy and smacked me very smartly for a good few minutes. When I was finally allowed up again, there was no subsidence in my erection and a distinct twinkle in the older woman's eye.